the flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes Freshman. He's hit and dropped. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number three.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Little Stevie Wonder. I love that man. I love that guy. Yesterday, I received a great email from my friends at Halt, and they have mid-month specials. For the first time ever, they have mid-month specials. I've never seen this before, but mid-month specials right now. Normally, you wait till the end of the month, and you get new ones coming up. But how about this? Right now, 15% off oil changes. Right now, winter savings 10% off. Right now, the loyalty program 10% off. Make your appointment today, 260-9600. If you have a Honda, an Acura, a Lexus, or a Toyota, I want you to go to First Class Halt. This says it all. Now, when I say oil change, it's not going to be done with the cheap oil. It's done with the best stuff, Mobil 1. When I say any kind of work done, it's done with the best parts, and it's done by great guys that work only on your make. So the Toyota guy just does Toyotas. Lexus guy just does Lexus. First Class Halt in Anderson and in Greenville. They have the great shuttle service. They can pick you up if you live in the Lake Kiwi area. They have the great waiting rooms in case you have to do it there too. These are great people. It's my friends at firstclasshalt.com. H-A-L-T, firstclasshalt.com. Let me do a quick Twitter note here. Someone said, I was surprised Brad Brunell's teams normally guard the three well. I was surprised at our three-point defense last night. I was wrong. Going into last night, Clemson was 299th in three-point defense this year. After last night, Clemson now 370. There's 351 teams, 307th in the country in three-point defense.
Florida State shoots 31% on the season from the three-point line. And they shot 50% last night.
In the first half, they shot 50% from three. In the second half,
they were 10 of 20, weren't they, the whole night?
10 of 22.
Okay, so just under 50.
45.5%.
Yeah.
3 of 8 in the second half.
They shot better than their average.
Absolutely, they do. And you know, we were right about the game last night, Mr. War 24, in that it was depth. Last night, they played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They played 8 guys at least 15 minutes. It was depth. They had the 9 guys score last night. I was pleasantly surprised at the rebounding. Clemson out rebounded Florida State, which was great. And I thought they did a good job on the defensive boards because they held Florida State to just 6 offensive rebounds. I thought that was key. I thought the Tigers did a great job there. Now, Florida State was shooting the basketball extremely well, shot 45% from 2 and 45% from 3. So it's not like they had a ton of misses in there for opportunities that way. But in the end, just too many three-pointers. Clemson got outscored by 5 three-pointers, which is 15 points, the difference in the game. The game was won at the three-point line last night. Clemson, 5 of 17. Florida State, 10 of 22. When the Tigers were close in 3 points in the first half, a 6-point lead. In the second half, the three-point line opened up again, and just some wide-open looks. But you give Florida State a lot of credit for knocking it down. Home court advantage. It wasn't a huge home court advantage last night. It was a great first half by Sims. Reed had a better second half. Mitchell struggled again from shooting. Clemson's just not a great shooting team right now, and yet you'll hear how they need to make more shots. I thought Clyde Trapp played well last night on the offensive end, especially, and again, I'm not sure defensive end-wise. Scar struggled on the offensive end, at least. Didn't get a ton of quality minutes. I thought maybe fatigue had a little bit to do with it there.
But Scar fouled out last night.
In only 12 minutes.
Yeah. So 3 points.
But didn't you think that Florida State's length Is that my saying that? Well, how do I normally say it? Length.
Length? Length? Yeah. Well, I don't know length. How you say it.
Do you think their length had a little bit to do with it last night?
And their depth, yes.
Length and depth.
No doubt about it.
Had a lot to do with it. And to be honest with you, and I said this going in, I said it's coming out, let's just call it like it is. Florida State's a better basketball team, especially when they're playing in Tallahassee, right? We kind of called that going in. They were a 5.5 or 6 point favorite, and they won by 9 last night. So Florida State covered that. Seminoles improved to 14-5, 2-4 in the ACC. Clemson 11-7, 1-4 in the ACC. How about the Gamecocks last night beating Auburn? Tell you, man, Frank Martin has done a really good job down there. So great stuff there. KT in Athens says, I agree Zach is good for the show because he kind of keeps you on the ground, Mickey. Like when he said yesterday, it was 8-22 record. It's not a bad record at FSU. Really, I guess it's not as bad as 1-22, 2-22, 3-23, if you want to look at it like that. Well, of course. KT, I don't want to jump you here a little bit, bud, but I watched Clemson basketball for 45 years. 8-22 is pretty good on the road for Clemson basketball. So you just proved my point, but yeah.
What were you doing the first 5 years of your life?
I watched it, but I don't remember it. I take that back. I probably started watching it when I was 3 or 4. Like, I barely remember the pre-Skip Wise days. I remember Tree when I was 4 or 5 years old, but I wasn't analyzing it then. Anyway, three-point defense was a big point last night. 307 in the country, big deal there. I wanted to get to this, Zach, and now this isn't an easy answer. Can you put your testosterone away just for a second? I know a big burly man that drives a truck and has a beard and has your flannel on over there. It's going to be hard for you to be anti-testosterone guy, right?
Really playing into the stereotype this morning.
You have testosterone oozing from your ears.
Sure.
Can you put the testosterone card aside slightly just for like 30 seconds?
It is to the side. What okay. you got?
Post on, I think it's Chris Arden, Larry, and Paul's excellent site, Tiger Illustrated. I'm reading it last night, and I thought it was pretty good question. Is Bama Clemson's rival now? It would be nice to say yes. It would stroke your ego to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you yes and no.
Do tell. Please explain. Show your work.
Do you have any preliminary thoughts before we dive into it a little bit?
I'm of the yes and no aspect as well. No in the sense that you don't play him in the regular season every year and it's not right. a guaranteed game. But yes, that it's been a fun back and forth over the last couple of years, and they're really the only program in the country to rival what you're doing right now.
Right. It's your rival a little bit in recruiting, not a lot, but getting more in recruiting. It's your rival when it comes to national championships. It's your rival when it comes to college football playoff. It is your rival when you play 3 or 4 years in a national championship game. The biggest marbles out there, the biggest stage out there. Yeah, you can say that. This is that is the case. However, I think it takes more than 4 years to be a rival, and. And maybe, again, we're not done playing each other. Alabama and Clemson, this is going to be, we're going to see 5.0, 6.0, 7.0. We're going to see these things coming up, I believe. I really believe it's going to be like Star Wars. I don't know how many Star Wars there are, but that's what it's going to be. With that said, I think a rival, maybe that's your football rival, but Clemson and Bama don't play each other in baseball. They don't play each other in basketball. When Clemson and South Carolina play in baseball, coming up in February, mm-hmm. first weekend of March, I'm sorry. People are going to be into it.
Is it here, Greenville, home? Or
here, Greenville, Columbia? Home. That order, yes.
Here, Greenville, Columbia?
Yeah. Yeah, here, Greenville, Columbia, yes. When they play Florida State, you know what? That's a rivalry. In basketball, I'm not sure. You like to say North Carolina, but you got to beat your rivals every once in a while, but that's not really the case there. Maybe Florida State, maybe Georgia Tech in basketball, maybe. And you've had great success against Tech and decent success against Florida State through some of that. I'm not sure there's a natural basketball rivalry here. But in baseball, when Clemson plays Florida State, don't you think that's a rivalry in baseball? Don't you think Clemson South Carolina is a rivalry in baseball? And so maybe we could just do it different by sports in this thing. Look, when you beat your arch rival as much as Clemson beat in South Carolina football, and when the game, quite frankly, has had very little national or conference, well, zero conference issues or implications, then, you know what, it kind of takes away from a little bit. It's still your state, and let's be honest with it too, Clemson doesn't recruit against South Carolina very much anymore. Jolene, 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 Jolene. It's a Jolene recruiting now. Please don't take my man, even though you can. So that it's turned into Jolene recruiting for the most part.
That song goes.
I love that song. Can I hear it right now?
We can cue it up for a bit, but keep talking.
So while I think that the dominance of five in a row and a bunch of different ones that are out there, yeah, I think that the South Carolina rivalry has diminished some. I would love for Clemson and Georgia to play more. They're going to recruit against each other a ton. And I think recruiting is a little bit a part of that. With that said, I can listen to the argument now at least. How about that? Can I put it that way?
Absolutely.
What are you laughing at over there?
A text from text messenger short in there.
What is it?
Said you and Zach are like the Lewis and Clark, forging new paths, but one of you is a little geography challenged.
I don't know why you're so geography challenged. Did I tell you about Jeopardy last night? I crunch it, man. I kill it on geography now.
Did you?
Yeah.
You really studied it up again.
I'm just great at geography.
Did you guys beat the record?
No. We missed it by two.
Do you take into account the ones you get wrong? Do you subtract from the total?
No. We only count the ones we get right. We're not getting the money. We want to keep up. Two moves too fast to do all that. But geography is my thing, man. And I proved that to you when I got all 50.
I mean, you went 49.
50.
49 to 50. It was good. It was an A. You got an A.
Do it again during the break.
You want to do it again during the break?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't want to do this again. Because when you get it wrong again, it's going to be a whole thing.
No. It won't be the case. So, all right. So, where are you on this?
Of Alabama being the rival?
Mm-hmm.
They're a rival on the recruiting trail. They're a rival in the college football playoff. They are not a traditional rival, nor do I think they will become one. Is that fair?
How many more? Well, first of all, they are recruiting against each other a little more. Let's face it, Clemson's not recruited on Alabama's level, and they hadn't beat Alabama a lot, but they have beat them on a few players, right?
Just for future reference, do you want the Dolly Parton Jolene?
Oh, Dolly Parton, yes.
Do you want the Reba McEntire Jolene?
No.
You want Miley Cyrus?
No, heck no.
What you need?
If I had to get Reba, but I'd rather have Dolly.
Live version? Lyrics?
No. Studio recording. The original. I want the original. But with that said, let's do this. Let's ask the question then this way. How many more times does Clemson and Alabama have to face each other for you to say that's it, that's our rival now? Look, the argument is out there. You're playing for the national championship in three of the last 4 years. It is renewed enthusiasm or you know, it is a big deal, right?
Put them on the schedule every year, and they're there.
Yeah, if they played on schedule every year, then you're talking about just wars. And oh, by the way, can I go ahead and get that?
Yeah, make that happen.
Dan Radakovich listens occasionally. He's probably already in his office by now. Can I just sign up for a game in Tuscaloosa, a game in Clemson, and a game in the Mercedes Dome in Atlanta?
Mr. Radakovich, I do not have you on the hot seat like Mickey Blauer does. But if you
people
don't,
might not get that joke. It's not funny if you don't get the joke. if you're not, like, satire works if everybody's clued into it, but if not, you miss the whole
satire
thing.
Satire also works on a personal level when people don't get the joke, but you get the joke, and it's kind of funnier that way when it makes other people uncomfortable, such as just now.
Such as when I always say...
Mickey loves his assistant AD, and he's a big fan of the up-and-comer here at Clemson.
Right.
We won't say his name because evidently he's a forbidden name on the show now because we're all Dan Radakovich fans. We can't talk about anybody other than Dan Radakovich.
Look at what Radakovich has done here.
But if it's not too much trouble, Mr. Radakovich.
Let's get the thing done.
A little Alabama home and home.
What would the ratings be like for that?
It's fine. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Kramer says it best. He goes, Buck in Slaptown says it best. I would say they are a playoff rival.
Yeah.
That's safe, and that's good. I'm going that route. How many times would they have to play? If they played the next 2 years, and you play six straight years in a college football playoff,
and then you're the playoff rival. That's what you are.
If they played five more times in a row and it was nine straight times.
If this is going to be like a Harry Potter series, they made 8 Harry Potter movies, 10 if you count the 2 new ones that are outside the original books. If they play 10 in a row, I'm in. Rival.
Harry Potter has how many now?
Harry Potter had 7 books. They made 8 movies out of the 7 books, and they made 2 additional ones from an earlier set she wrote. Okay. So there's 10 movies right now.
How many Star Wars do I have?
I don't know that number. That's why I went with Harry Potter.
Okay. Boy. Put it this way, from now on, you're my Harry Potter guy.
I love Harry Potter.
You're my go-to guy when it comes to Harry Potter. Yeah. You read all 8 of them, 7 of them?
I read all 7 books. They were coming out when I was a kid. So like releasing the books. I distinctly remember going to the bookstore for a midnight release with my dad and really? Grabbing the book and coming back and reading it.
And your dad's head was hung in shame.
He was not happy at midnight.
He's like, oh, God.
He was happy.
Kid when we go to midnight.
He was happy I was reading
you
instead
had
of.
Kindle?
What? No, it was the 90s. Oh, cool. Instead of watching TV all the time.
That's true. And your vocabulary is enhanced. Yeah. Thus, I don't read on a third grade level, and my vocabulary is not very good.
My vernacular is out of this world.
It is.
Big words such as delicatessen.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right. As I go to break, can I get Jolene in the background while I tell the folks about Trail?
Can you get Jolene in the background?
Yes. Well, Jolene recruiting around here. How about in the foreground? This gets me in a good mood.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
That woman can sing, buddy.
Jolene, please don't take him just because you can.
Jolene recruiting going on here. Keep it going for me right there, buddy. Hey, a Trail, TREHEL.com. 800-319-7006. For you people on that church committee right now, I would implore you to get in touch with Trail and just see if they could do a little case study for you to see if there is the feasibility study for you to see if it makes sense for you to purchase new land somewhere else, tear down yours and start all over, renovate yours, add on to yours. They do this, and you can look up, and let's say if you're a whatever denomination you are, there, chances are there's a church in the upstate of that denomination that's pretty close to you that you can call on the pastors, the preachers, the priests, any of those folks and see if they can, how it went with them and give you that advice. That's my best advice is word of mouth. Look on their website and see, hey, man, because they'll have to be honest with you. They'll be totally honest with you up front. Here's what Trail did for us. And I got to tell you, you're going to hear great things about them. The Better Building Process works. Trail, TREHEL.com. Our great friends at Trail. Chad at Columbia, hang on. Everybody else hold, hang on. I'm coming straight to you. A very short break. More right after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for Patriot Automation. Patriot Automation is committed to providing industrial automation systems and is currently seeking panel build technicians. Qualified candidates must have high school diploma or GED or relevant work experience. For a full job description and to apply online, go to sctechjobs.com or your nearest SC Works office. Patriot Automation is an equal opportunity employer.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/26/19. See associate for details.
Whether you're a sole proprietor or your company employs several hundred people, Kiwi Financial Group advises on small group retirement plans and insurance benefits. Whether you are looking to start a plan or if you already have a plan, the independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group will do a comprehensive review of your small group needs and recommend your best options. Discover successful employee benefit strategies with Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them today at 654-5043.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's why they get up in the morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Now this is Hannah Montana.
Yeah, this is Miley Cyrus.
Or Hannah Montana.
No, I think it's Miley.
Really?
Yeah, Hannah had the blonde hair, as my sister frequent viewing allowed me to know.
Oh, I got you. I'd like to hear the rest of that then. Hey, Krut LED, KRUT-LED.com, 401-8506. I like saving money. I like saving on the front end and the back end. If you're a business in the upstate and if you're a Duke Energy partner, you get an upfront rebate from our friends at Krut LED, and then your power bills lower every single month. It's a proven fact. So your employees and your customers are going to get better lighting. You're not going to get humming noises. This is the best way to go when it comes to LED tube lights, high bay light fixtures, parking lot lights, down lights, make your signs look better. Just better altogether. Upfront rebates help you on the initial cost, and then, boy, you're going to love paying that lower power bill every single month. KRUTLED.com. Are you a Miley fan? Did she lose it a little bit? I don't know anything about it. I'm not a pop culture guy.
I thought that was good. I thought she was
okay. That was good. It's not as good as Dolly.
Dolly's good. Yeah. Evidently, as a texter pointed out that I can't find now, Dolly is Miley Cyrus's godmother.
I did not know that. Ross and Enery sent that in.
There it is.
Did not know that. Later in the show, maybe the later in the segment, can I get Fancy's?
We're doing a Dolly Parton show now.
No, Fancy. Reba McEntire.
Okay.
Where the roach crawled across the toe of her high heel shoe. Chad is in Columbia, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Hey, good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Nick, I might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name.
That's right. That's right. How about that? How about the luck of that, man, that your name was Fancy? That was great. How lucky was that character?
Hey, Mick, how long have I been demanding or requesting dump Morello L and bring on a Bama insider, for somebody from Bama Online or whatever, because they're a rival? I mean, Mick, if you listen to the Feinbaum show, there's no doubt Clemson's Bama's rival. I mean, 90% of the Bama callers are, how are we going to beat Clemson?
Yeah. Hey,
Clemson beat us with freshmen, you know. Their quarterback's be back next 2 years.
Hey, by the way, Chad, let me stop you just one second, because I want to hear about Feinbaum in a second, but I have to do this right now. Because school's starting. You ready for this, Mr. R24? Hang on, Chad.
Go ahead.
Today, we don't do this very often. Matter of fact, we're not going to do it today. Today is Samantha's 12th birthday, and it's a big day. Actually, today is not. It was last week, but she was sick, and they've got a big, huge birthday party coming up for this weekend. And so for Samantha, we want to say, birthday girl, 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 birthday girl. Great job, Samantha. Hope you feel better. Hope you have a great party. 12, man. 12 years old. That's awesome. Chet, and oh, by the way, Chet, how is your daughter? Your daughter is about 18 months old?
I don't know, dude. Be 10 months. Maybe
10 months?
Yeah, reading the devotion to her two nights ago, and I'm about halfway through a devotion every night. Mick, you got to buy this book. It's really good. It's got a devotion every day, like a little kid devotion.
Awesome.
And so, doing devotion in the crib, and I'm like halfway done. Tracy's kind of picking up the nursery. And I look up, Meg, she's full on standing up in the crib, like holding onto the rails.
Awesome.
And so you kind of get up on her knees pulling up, but she was just standing there, you know, holding up.
Oh, you can't beat that.
I mean, it's incredible. Like, every day, it's like you see her and notice she's learning something new or you know, kind of saying something new.
Oh, that's awesome. She's a cute
pie. I mean, I can't imagine.
Keep the pictures coming.
I can't imagine, Meg, your life the next month or two. It's going to be incredible. Great.
All right, so I don't listen to the Feinbaum Show, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're missing out, Meg. I mean, I know you're probably listening to Road Rage, but you're missing out, dude. I mean, it's hilarious.
But why? Let me explain this to me, because I want to give you all the time you want to talk about it. But explain it to me. What's great about the Feinbaum Show? I don't get a chance to listen to it.
I mean, just, you know, if you listen to it long enough, you get to know the callers a little bit. So, I mean, just like the great thing about your show. I mean, like the, you know, the Delvins, the Snaphooks, the Greg from Lander. I mean, you get to know all these dudes, and so you, like, turn up, you know, when you hear their call. I mean, it's, you know, and, you know, they're all, I mean, they love it, Mick. I mean, you know, like, the passion that they have is incredible. So, literally, like, especially when we beat them. I mean, 90% of the calls are about Clemson. How are they going to beat Trevor? How are they going to beat Dabo? That we need to start hiring people like Dabo, and Dabo's consistency and staff continuity has made the difference. I mean, you know, Mick, you know, that story gets told all the time where Dabo stood up in the BOT meeting and said, you know, I want to be the model program. Well, I mean, if you listen to the Feinbaum Show, which is just, you know, bananas, they would say 100% Clemson is the model program. I mean, Paul, like, multiple times over the last couple weeks has said Clemson's the best program in college football. Not Clemson was the best team in 2018, or not that Clemson has the best team now, but Clemson is the best program. And he's not even talking about graduation rates or the fact that Dabo keeps players accountable from a off-the-field standpoint. I mean, he's just purely talking about, like, who he thinks over the next 3 or 4 years is going to win more championships. And so, you know, I think they're probably a little bullish because Trevor played so well and because he's a freshman. And, you know, Tua probably got exposed a little bit. But I think you would love it. I mean, it's crazy.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, I don't know if there are.
Let me ask you this way. How has it changed post 44-16? Because I imagine there's probably a little bit of respect before that, but have you seen the callers, the energy, have you seen it change post 44-16?
Yeah, well, all the SEC fan bases other than Bama that call in, so even if Georgia or Auburn are laughing at them, saying that all we heard all year was Bama was the best team ever, and they finally play a team with a good defense and just get absolutely exposed. And so, I mean, that was multiple calls yesterday, which, you know, kind of goes against that whole SEC narrative of we play a tough schedule because they're basically kind of making fun of their own schedules.
Right.
Bama now is just making up excuses. Our offensive line wasn't as good as we thought. Our Mike Lockley wasn't near as good as we thought. Clemson has a much better coaching staff. And so, Nick, I was thinking about it this. You look at Saban's hires on the offense coordinator, okay? One of his offense coordinators was a prior head coach at Tennessee, Southern Cal, and the freaking Oakland Raiders, okay? One of his OCs was a head coach of the Southern Cal as well. This past one was a head coach at New Mexico State, maybe. Another OC he had was an OC of the Patriots. I mean, you look at Dabo's OCs. Like, what was Tony Ellis' job before Clemson? I mean, was he running back coach at Furman?
Yes, at South Carolina State, then right. Furman, and then, well, and before that, Michelin.
Exactly. You look at Jeff Scott. I mean, he was Blythewood High School, Presbyterian, and then a Clemson GA before Dabo gave him a full-time job.
Right.
And so, you know, you look at Chad Morris. I mean, he was Tulsa OC and then, you know, Lake Travis head coach.
Right.
And so you compare that with the two. I mean, literally, like, the jobs that the Bama OCs have had or whoever have literally been, like, NFL head coaches or college head coaches at major Power 5 programs. And so it's not like Dabo, you know, so when Paul, like, last night a little bit, he's kind of talking like, you know, Clemson just has a much better staff, and, you know, Saban's still the best head coach. Is Saban the best head coach, Mick? I mean, Dabo won his second at 49. Saban didn't win his second until 57. And Saban is doing it at Bama. Well, Mick, a lot of people have done it at Bama. I mean, Saban still isn't the best coach in Alabama history, is he? And so, you know, where Dabo's clearly the best coach in Clemson history. And so you look over the next 5 or 10 years, who's going to win more, Saban or Dabo? And so when I look at best, I'm talking about looking not only now, but kind of projecting out over the next 5 or 10 years. I mean, this is one thing I wanted to ask real quick. I want to get you and Mr. Work 24 on the record. Is Will Muschamp the head coach at South Carolina in 3 years? This is why I ask. You look at their schedule next year, Mr. Orr has them like 5-7. You got them 6-6 or 7-5 on win game. But then you look at the next year where they drop Bama and go to LSU, and they still have Georgia, they still go to Clemson, they still got Texas A&M. And so you start to look, well, they're not going to, you know, win 8 or 9 games again that year. And then, you know, you look at the defensive line coach they just hired. The guy signed 1 4-star recruit ever. He's kind of been a journeyman. He's worked at Texas Tech and Arkansas, both pitiful on defensive line. You look at all the names they had on their board for, like, hot board for the vacancy, a defensive line coach. Clearly, they settled on the 5th or 6th, 7th guy. Marion Hobby turned him down. So the point of that is, Mick, it's writing on the wall a little bit, and I want you on the record right now, as Muschamp, the head coach of South Carolina in 2022, you and Mr. Orr, I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Chad. Well, there's a lot to digest with that conversation. And after these next two phone calls, I want to ask Mr. Orr 24, Jack Lake Tonto, who wins the most titles in the next 5 to 10 years, Saban or Dabo? And then we'll talk about the difference in coaching at Alabama compared to coaching at Clemson and what was a better job. And we'll dive into that a little bit. In 3 years, in other words, this year, next year, did he say 2021? Or 2022. You aren't rushing to judgment over there. You're kind of sitting back. You're like a very wise man right now. You're rocking. You're playing your beard a little bit. You hadn't pulled the mic up close to make a statement.
You mentioned we were going to take 2 phone calls, so I'm waiting for the 2 phone calls.
No, let's answer that first question. Do that now. And then I have the other ones we'll digest in the next segment.
You want to do the, is he going to be head coach or titles question?
Head coach. We'll do Alabama, Clemson later. Let's answer this one question about Muschamp at South Carolina.
So a couple of things first. They just invested a ton of money into the program with this new facility, right?
Yep.
What's the number on that? Do you know off the top of your head?
$50 million.
All right. Let's say $50 million. Now this is a Twitter stat, and I'm sure I'm going to get slammed here if it's wrong. Is he not the coach with the most successful start to his career in terms of wins at South Carolina?
I don't see how, is it?
I think I saw that.
Probably says a lot about your history there then.
Yeah. Do you invest $50 million into the program with the guy you have in charge now and then let him go in 3 years? I mean, a lot can change in 3 years.
Are you telling me, first of all, are you telling me at South Carolina he's 50-38? 6-7, 9-4, 7-6. Are you telling me that's the best 3-year start anybody ever?
In terms of wins, I think I saw that. I think I read that.
50-38?
Tell me what Spurrier was his first 3 years.
I don't know, man. I don't want to go with that and say, all right. I got a clear answer. Yes and no. Here's why.
That is not a clear answer.
It is. When I explain it to you. What? I'll answer a question with a question. How good is Ryan Helinski? If Ryan Helinski is better than Jake Fromm, better than...
That's wrong.
What?
What was the record for him?
50-38.
No, the first 3 years?
50-38. No, I'm sorry. That stat is wrong. That's his overall record. At South Carolina, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's crazy. He's 22-17.
22-17.
Yeah. His overall record is 50-38. I'm sorry. I looked at the wrong line there. He's 22-17 at South Carolina.
Yeah, Spurrier had 21 wins in his first 3 seasons.
Well, how about...
You want me to look up Lou Holtz? Happy to do so?
Sure. Seriously.
seriously.
When you look at Lou Holtz's record cycle, you have to consider three things. First, how did they run the football? Second, how did they protect the football? And third, did they turn the football over? 22 wins is the best in ever for 3 years, ever?
I'm just...
22 and 17?
I'm just looking at what I saw.
Give me Lou Holtz.
Let's see. That's 17.
Surely Rex Enright or...
He's tied 22 and 22.
Okay.
Lou Holtz at 22 as well.
Surely Jim Carlin. Surely somebody won more than 22 games. First 3 years. Surely.
I think I'm right on this.
All right. Anyway, if Ryan Helinski is as good as Gamecock fans think he is, then Will Muschamp will be there. If he's not as good as Gamecock fans think he is, then Will Muschamp will not be there. Is that simple enough for you?
So then Helinski's got to start this year. You got to play him.
Oh, no, 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 no. Jake Bentley starts this year.
Jake the Snake?
Yeah. Jake Bentley starts this year.
The kid that just led them to a loss against Virginia?
Yeah, he'll try to score in his next game, but he'll be the one there next year for sure. Let's continue this. Surely Jim Carlin won 23 games the first 3 years or something. Something more along those lines.
Surely.
Surely. Steven has been hanging on forever. Steven, thanks for your patience, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Nikki, how's your little boy?
36 weeks yesterday, February the 19th, due date. He's kicking and he practiced karate yesterday for a little bit. And so we sit around and watch TV and I feel him kicking around in there and he's just about ready to join us. So
he's going to be a tiger for life the day he comes out for sure.
Well, I'm trying to talk my wife into letting me, I get to pick the middle name and I think Clemson or Tiger or Dabo or Riggs
Renfro
or Watson or Trevor. Those would be great middle names, I think, personally.
Yeah, yeah, definitely if I had another boy. I got a three-year-old now, and he loves Clemson, by the way. He can do the cadence count. He can do the Clemson at the end of Tiger Rag.
Oh, man, that's
and,
awesome.
So it is awesome. Hey, listen, I got a lot of thoughts going through my mind. One, can we get Chad his own segment?
Yes, I need to do that.
Can we do that? I was sitting at the gas station. The guy behind me is waiting for me to move my car, and I told him, hold on, Chad from Columbia is on.
you had to wait.
I told him Chad from Columbia is on. I can't go anywhere right now. But, hey, listen, I love football just as much as the next person, Clemson football, that is, college football. But I don't put all my eggs in the football basket. I love baseball, and Clemson basketball. Man, what's going on with the basketball team? Can they not turn this thing around?
It's a difficult road. They've had a very difficult schedule playing Duke and Virginia and going on the road and playing some of his teams. But this team was not great in the pre-conference schedule. They don't have a lot of depth right now. They don't shoot the ball very well from three. They don't guard three very well. And... Yeah. They've not lived up to that preseason where they're preseason ranked, have not lived up to that expectation. There seems to be some energy missing. There seems to be some mojo missing.
There's
something missing there. I can't put my finger toe on it.
There's no identity, Mickey.
Right.
There's no identity. There's no leadership.
I totally agree. Totally agree with identity.
They don't have that one guy who can step up when they need somebody to step up. They don't have that guy.
Right.
They don't.
Totally agree.
And I think it starts with the recruiting, Mickey. Mickey, we need to turn the tables a little bit. The offseason for recruiting was devastating. And I don't know how you overcome that. But I see what Amanda Butler's doing with the women's team and it doesn't go unnoticed. I mean, look what she's doing. And I think it puts a lot of pressure on Brad Brunell. And I know it's been a tough schedule, and it's going to continue to be a tough schedule. They come up here to Raleigh on Saturday.
Yeah.
And if you watch NC State, man, they're athletic, they're big, they shoot the ball well, they're good. And so I'm not sure how they turn it around. It's frustrating to see, Mickey, but, you know, hopefully they can turn it around. I just don't know.
Yeah. I agree, Steve. I would agree, man. It's a tough turnaround right now, and I'm not sure that's going to happen in this season.
Look, they can win at Clemson. You can win at Clemson. You said it. We saw it last year. They got and they got a little bit hot with Gabe DeVoe, but they kind of rode his
you know, got on his shoulders a little bit at the end of the season last year. And he's not there anymore. So, anyway, baseball season starts soon. I'm not giving up on the basketball team, but, man, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch. They had a lead at halftime last night and was close with Virginia at halftime, and they just can't seem to keep it together in the second half. So, hopefully they can turn it around. And, Mickey, I'm looking forward to recruiting February, I think February 3rd, that Wednesday, February 6th, one of those days.
Yeah, 6th, yeah.
Does Ely from Mississippi commit?
Right now I'm saying Ely does commit, yes. But then you got to watch Major League Baseball coming up after that. So.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're recruiting another five-star running back from California. I read that yesterday.
2020.
So there are other options. Yeah,
a kid named Milton.
2020, that's right.
Yeah.
What about Birch? Birch from Columbia. Is that his last name?
Yeah, Jordan Birch right now. Clemson's in really good shape at this point. South Carolina, Georgia are in there as well. But right now Clemson appears to be in the best of the shapes of the three in this early stage.
Yeah. All right, Mickey. Thank you, Steve. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bud. Tell your son hello. Great stuff there. I keep telling you this SCDMV deal. I heard the director the other day, and they're really concerned about this because you're going to be jam-packed with lines in 2020. Don't. Do it now. And think about this when I tell you this, that procrastination gets you in trouble. Is there anything worse than long lines at DMV? Like, that's like getting hit right in the shin bone with an 8-iron. You don't want that. Like accidentally trying to hit your toe and you hit your ankle with a 6-iron. That's just not fun. Think about our great friends over at SCDMV and do it now. Take care of it now. Invest in it now, and you can save yourself a ton of time. Get the real ID. All the questions are on there now. It's SCDMVOnline.com. We're way past the break. A short break. We'll come back. William, hang on, and we'll answer some of those other Chad comments right after this.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. TheCompanyStore.com. We're all about comfort.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Relax. Our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card is a slam dunk. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office, any one of our more than 30 locations, or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your debit card today and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for Patriot Automation. Patriot Automation is committed to providing industrial automation systems and is currently seeking panel build technicians. Qualified candidates must have high school diploma or GED or relevant work experience. For a full job description and to apply online, go to sctechjobs.com or your nearest SC Works office. Patriot Automation is an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson,
the flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
One of the things in looking at Carolina Flooring Specialists, one of the things I could tell you is that they have an amazing commercial and industrial mix that they put down depending on your needs. But when I talk about the this side of it, we're talking about making your automotive repair center look amazing, making your showrooms look amazing, making your break rooms where your people are, making your foyers, you know, when you're thinking about traffic aisles, any place where there's spills, battery rooms, locker rooms or showers, they could do all this for you. Retails, they do a lot of schools, a lot of restaurants. Think about this with Carolina Flooring Specialists, that they have their acrylic flick system with UV resistant top coating is extremely popular, that makes your business shine with your logos and your colors. It's not just garage floors, it's commercials and industrial floors that they do for you. Carolina Flooring Specialist, and you're going to love it. They can do this on the weekends too when you're closed, or they'd love to do this for you. To find out more about that, Tim Worley can come to your business and talk about your flooring. Carolina Flooring Specialist, the Garage Flooring Specialist Company, 404-8158, 404-8158. Our friend in the Peach State of Georgia, William's been hanging on forever. William, you're a very patient soul, man. Thank you for your patience. How you doing?
Hey, man, how's it going, Zach? How are you? You know, y'all running the comedy segment this morning, ain't you? Y'all got Steven talking about how long it takes Chad and him staying on there as long as Chad did. I'm just sitting back laughing about that. But anyway, you know I'm directed to the point anyway.
Right.
But two things real quick. I heard y'all talking about the Clemson-Bama rivalry this morning. Duly noted, you should be. But there's one team everybody's just forgetting all about, and that's fine with me, because, you know, we blew it in the national championship. We blew it last year in the SEC championship. I do believe Georgia's coming, dude. I mean, and I don't know how you feel about that. I think I do. But I believe in 2 to 3 years they're going to be in the conversation. And one more thing. Yep. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, they're already in the conversation. I mean, Georgia last year.
With you, they are.
This year, they're in the conversation. And the way they're recruiting, or they're going to continue to recruit, they're going to be in the conversation for quite some time. They're not going anywhere. Georgia is in that top 3, 4, 5. They are going to knock on that door, and eventually they're going to kick it in. They're going to win. I think they'll win more than one national championship. But they are certainly that third team right now that has the potential to continue to rise.
Well, I appreciate it, man. You're so kind. But anyway, one more thing. You know, we were talking about Urban Meyer and that he wouldn't be in coaching again. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about something last night, and y'all going to get a kick out of this. Now, we agree eventually Harbaugh is going to plow his road at Michigan, right? They don't have no choice but to fire him if he keeps doing as poorly as he is. What if Meyer decided to take that job? Wouldn't that be hilarious? But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Urban Meyer is going to coach again. I think Urban Meyer will be the next head coach at Notre Dame, because he can say that he's not going to coach, but he's going to coach.
What are you pumping him up for?
Urban Meyer?
No. Georgia fans.
Because I believe that.
Ugh.
You see, buddy, I only speak the truth here. You can say what you want. I'll just tell you exactly how it is. Now, you want to know why? in Georgia. Let me give you this stat right here, my friend. Let me give you the last 3 years, this year, next year, as far as five stars and four stars. Right now, there are 3 5 stars in the state of Georgia, and for 2020 now, and there are 26 four stars. All right. For 2019 class, in this year right here, there are 3 5 stars, and there are, my gracious, this is unbelievable. There are 34 four stars in the state of Georgia. Let me give you 2018 and 17 just to kind of show you what Kirby Smart's working with down there. And here we go. In 2018, there were 5 5 stars. And goodness gracious, there's so many players down there. There were 39 four stars. And let me give you one more year. Let me give you 17, and then we'll do state of South Carolina, okay? Just to kind of show you what we're talking about here.
Georgia is not the only one that has rights to these players.
No.
They are being recruited and taken from that state by other teams and programs.
But there are inherent in-state advantages that go on in the state of Georgia. In 2017, there's 4 5 stars, and there were 17 was not the best year there. There were 27 four stars. Now, let me give you South Carolina. And you make a very good point, Zach. I'm not trying to say that it's not the case, but you make a very good point. So in 2017, we just gave you this. In Georgia, there were 4 5 stars. Follow me now. 4 5 stars in 2017. In South Carolina, zero. In Georgia in 2017, this is Rivals.com, 27 four stars. In South Carolina, 3 4 stars. Who's going to be better?
I don't know. Who's won a national championship?
Because Clemson goes to recruit Georgia really, really well.
Okay, so then.
And in South Carolina last year, in 2018, you had Darian Kendrick was a 5 star, and you had 5 4 stars. In Georgia, there were 39. There were 5 5 stars, South Carolina 1. In Georgia, 39 four stars, and South Carolina 5. In this class that's about to sign right now, 2019, in the state of South Carolina, 1 5 star and 3 4 stars. In Georgia, 3 5 stars and 34 3 4 stars.
This doesn't mean anything.
It does.
It doesn't, because unless you have somebody that can coach these players and get the best out of them and retain them in the program, it doesn't matter.
0 and 5 next year for and 3 and 26.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. You could be so good, Zach.
They recruited well with the last guy.
You're right.
He's Rick 2.0.
And they won a bunch of games under Mark Richt, and they won some championships under Mark Richt. They
it's
won a
like
bunch of
identical records to start their careers at Georgia.
Yeah, but you will admit that there will be a point in time there. You know what it is? It's the Barry Switzer effect. Barry Switzer couldn't screw the Cowboys up. Eventually, Kirby Smart will not be able to screw the Georgia Bulldogs up.
I don't think he's screwing them up. I just don't know if he can do it.
No, I don't know. I think he's screwing them up. If you gave him by far the best team, he's going to win the game. Now, when he starts onside kicking and going forward and all that kind of stuff, he's going to lose those games.
He's still got two Giants to get past in Clemson, Alabama.
He does.
I don't know that he can do it right now.
Well, he hadn't done it, but I do think he can do it. And one thing that you're missing
is that
in that state, now again, Clemson can go to Kansas and go to Hawaii and go to Massachusetts and go to California now and get players. But in the state of Georgia, and they've done a great job with Watson, a great job with Trevor Lawrence, but in that state of Georgia, with that system they have there and all the high school coaches being, you know, they bark and they wear those red pants. Most of them polyester, but they still wear the red pants and they paint the Bulldogs on their bald head there and all. Mm-hmm. And the kids grow up seeing all that around them. Now, we'll say in Atlanta, it's not all necessarily the case because you get a lot of transits in Atlanta, a lot of turnover in Atlanta. But, man, in that old South Georgia, old football, man, that's just old Bulldog territory. We stayed this past year. I got to take a break, but we stayed this past year down in in South Georgia, like Thomasville. No, no, no. We stayed in Valdosta. And we ate dinner after Clemson beat Florida State that night. And Georgia had won earlier, too. I think it'd be Tennessee or somebody that day. And they were 50 people at the restaurant, and there were 30 guys at the restaurant, and it was me and my Clemson buddy, and there were 28 Georgia fans there, man. Like, it's just Georgia, 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 Georgia. It's tough. It's like trying to come up here and take somebody from Daniel High School, and it's just tough. So, but the point is that in those natural years where it's that many, Kirby can't screw the thing up, man. He can try, but he can't screw it up.
Great question. Will Georgia win because they improve or because Clemson and Bama slide?
Because they'll improve.
So Clemson and Bama stay stagnant?
No, they don't stay stagnant. That's not the question. You said, well, they slide. Clemson and Bama will not slide.
By saying they win implies that Clemson and Bama stay stagnant. They don't improve, right?
Well, they will improve, but maybe Georgia improves at a better rate. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe the ball bounces their way one time. Maybe they don't go for it. Maybe they don't fake a field goal.
Don't tell yourself on Georgia.
Maybe they hang on to a fourth quarter lead. Two fourth quarter leads. Maybe they don't give up a third and 17 or second 17 in overtime. Maybe.
Backup punter or backup quarterback. In for the
maybe,
the
maybe the guy eventually learns. I'm just telling you that's going to happen. I hate to tell you that, but that's going to happen. We need to take a break. We'll come back. Chad asked the questions about who wins more titles, Alabama or Georgia. We'll get to all those things and so much more. We would love for you to return with Zach. I'm Mickey.